Smell like baby soap. It blocks the sun, not the fun.
New Bullfrog Kids UV Defender Sunblock. Lotion, gel, or fast blast spray.
It's the hardest working frog. I knew that stuff. Bullfrog.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com, and we've been happily married for 3 years.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael on eHarmony, and we've been married for 3.5 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren. At eHarmony, we're about more than just a match. We're about creating marriages that have what it takes to thrive over the long haul.
After we said, I do, it was just a continuation of a wonderful romance and a wonderful friendship.
eHarmony couples are happier because only eHarmony matches based on what is proven to work in successful marriages.
The more I get to know him, the more I'm in love with him. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
If you're looking for the love of your life, you've matched on the 29 dimensions of compatibility that make love everlasting. Log on to eHarmony and get your free personality profile today.
WOR time now is 3:05. It's time to get traffic. The Outer Ridge Crossing in New Jersey, very heavy across the spans. An accident causing delays. Staten Island bound, you're doing okay. We work on Harlem River, FDR combo slow from 155th to the George. Southbound, a 63rd of disabled vehicle is blocking the lane. Sports Roger Federer calls it one of the best matches he's ever played, and it will be tough to argue with him. The top seed captured his third straight Wimbledon title with a win over Andy Roddick in the men's final. He's now undefeated in 5 Grand Slam tournament championship matches. Lance Armstrong is well positioned after the first weekend of the Tour de France. The 6-time defending champ finished with the main pack in today's second stage. Baseball, the Yankees lead Detroit in the 6-1-0. Mets trail Florida 2-0 the bottom of the 5th. Weather for the remainder of the day, sunshine with a high near 80, clear tonight, low around 60. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny and high 80 degrees, clear tomorrow night, low 65. Right now, it's sunny and 79 at WOR. Next news at 4, bulletins at once. The Wilner Window now continues. I'm Karen McHugh, WOR News.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm covering for Arnie Gitomer's off this beautiful 4th of July weekend, and hope you're enjoying it and glad we're with you. We could share it with you. With me here is Dr. Richard Podell and Don Goldberg. We're going to be taking your phone calls if you want to call in and ask us a question. The number is 1-800-321-0710. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. And before we get to your calls, Arnie had left me a little article. From the New York Times regarding calcium, a little study on calcium and premenstrual distress. And Dr. Podell, you might want to listen in on this because it talks about the calcium and vitamin D. And
Wait. Why would Dr. Podell want to listen in? Does he have a
premenstrual?
Yeah.
Actually, he mentions that he does.
Okay.
Well, I'm still premenstrual. Well, he knows what someone who is. Anyway, earlier studies had suggested that calcium might reduce the severity of premenstrual symptoms like depression, irritability, and fatigue. but writing the current archives of internal medicine, the researchers said that this appeared to be the first evidence that regular consumption of calcium and vitamin D, which regulates calcium absorption, could reduce the risk of the syndrome. The researchers, led by Dr. Elizabeth R. Bertone Johnson of the University of Massachusetts, based their findings on the figures in the Nurses' Health Study, a large, continuing, long-term study. They looked at 10 years' worth of data from 3,000 women aged 27 to 44, about a third of them with premenstrual syndrome. When the researchers looked at diet, they found that the women with the highest daily intake of calcium, about 1,200 milligrams, and vitamin D, 400 international units, were least likely to develop PMS. That is the equivalent of about 4 servings of skim milk or low-fat milk, or fortified orange juice, like yogurt. They don't say supplements, but I'm sure you can fit that there, too. Some studies, the researchers noted, have linked high-fat diets to the syndrome. Dr. Bertone Johnson said that on the basis of one study, she was hesitant to recommend, I don't know why, but hesitant to recommend that women increase calcium and vitamin D intake in the hope of avoiding the syndrome, but she noted that there might be other good reasons to do so. Well, I think there are. Other studies have been found calcium and vitamin D can help women reduce the risk of osteoporosis as well as some cancers. How's that? There's another good reason to take calcium and vitamin D, among many. Okay, let's get to the phone calls, Al. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Al?
Yes, I'm here. Mostly for Dr. Pozell.
Sure.
He appears to be the expert on studies. there was a study I heard about on beta-sinesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Then taking that in a study, it had elevated levels of estrogen. I wonder if you guys could comment on that.
Why doesn't someone else comment while I try and look up the study? The reason I know so much about studies, I've got this computer here. It ties into the National Library of Medicine.
Uh-huh.
The mouse isn't working well at the moment.
Actually, it was announced on another program, which I didn't hear. Somebody told me about.
Mm-hmm.
From a reliable source.
Well, let's see if we can think about this. Beta-sinesterol. The plant steroid that helps with, among other things, prostate problems, also cholesterol. In terms of prostate, I guess it has an effect on hormones,
yeah.
Testosterone. And testosterone has some interactions in the body. I'm not a biochemist, but I do know a little bit about this. It interacts with an enzyme called aromatase, and I think that may convert some testosterone into estrogen. What role beta-sinesterol has here, I don't know, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, beta-sinesterol is what they call a phytoestrogen, as is soy,
mm-hmm.
as is almost everything that's good for you. You know, all those green vegetables
mm-hmm.
and stuff
mm-hmm.
have some estrogenic effect. Now, how much, and is this good, is this bad? We know these are generally healthy things. We know they lower cholesterol. We know they do a lot of good things. Whether or not the estrogenic effect is a good thing or a bad thing, I don't think we can really say, nor is it clear that at normal doses that you get a whole lot of it. Did the study seem to suggest it was bad?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, it was on another doctor's program.
Well, but that has to come from an original study. And I'm trying to find such a study.
Well, my suspicion, this is like a third-hand...
No, from a reliable source.
Somebody else heard something on the radio from another doctor on his show, and this particular supplement, which we know blocks certain testosterone type hormones, will increase estrogen and that's bad. I'm not quite sure what we can say about it. As we just pointed out, the way that we think beta-sinesterol works is because it's because it has a structure similar to cholesterol. It can reduce cholesterol levels, and because it and therefore also seems to help with prostate problems. That's about it. It's a plant sterol. That's all we really know about it. I haven't seen any good studies that show that it's, for some reason, is going to increase estrogen. My suspicion is that what the gentleman probably heard, what your friend probably heard, was the comment that it is a phytoestrogen, or it could be categorized as that, and maybe he thought that that meant it was an estrogen, but it's not. It's a weak estrogen, just like a soy, like a rice bran, wheat germ oil, corn oil, all of these things, peanut oil, all of these things have those properties.
Okay, Al?
It wasn't my friend, actually, who heard it.
Okay,
so
that's not really important. Whoever it was, I'm afraid we don't really have any additional knowledge about it, and there's not much more we can say. If you have high cholesterol, or if you have a true prostate problem, I don't think at this point we have any reason to tell you that you need to worry about the estrogen promoting capacity of beta cytosterol. It's either going to help you, if you need it to help you, I would continue using it.
Yeah. Looking here at the National Library of Medicine, put in beta cytosterol and estrogen under clinical studies, and it says no items found. So what I did find was a bunch of test tube studies where they put phytoestrogens in test tubes and see how cells behave, and they do seem to find some modest estrogen effect in a test tube. It's practically impossible to say whether that's good, bad, or indifferent in terms of the real world. Almost everything that's really good for you in the way of natural vegetables and such have some phytoestrogen effect. I wouldn't be worried about it. Those are healthy foods.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, let's go on. Let's hear from Dina. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Dina?
I'd like to know, is there a supplement to protect against radiation from a CAT scan that would be safe for a 4-year-old boy?
One supplement.
How about
some antioxidants? And
how about that shark liver oil?
Well, that's more for radiation. Is this CAT scan? No.
Okay.
I think more beneficial for radiation therapy for cancer.
In other words, no one's tested quite in this situation, but the kinds of things like taking modest doses of vitamin E and vitamin C and whatever other antioxidants we're talking about in acetylcysteine, might be helpful to quench some of the oxidative effects of radiation. One CAT scan isn't a lot, but it is significant for a 4-year-old because they're very small.
Don, you think?
The answer is that using some logic, one would say because most of the damage or some of the damage from radiation is kind of mediated through free radical oxidative means that perhaps increasing the levels of antioxidants might be somewhat protective. There was some interesting, as I was trying to catch up on all of the articles that I missed when I was gone, there was a study published talking about the cumulative effects of radiation from all sources, anything from dental x-rays up to CAT scans and full body scans and so forth. And it was kind of an interesting thing. On the one hand, they pointed out that all of these things do indeed have the potential for harm, especially cumulatively, but there is no one point at which you can say, well, this is not harmful and this is too much. It's a very gradual thing, and no one really knows exactly how much is too much. So it's like everything else. If the need for doing it is sufficiently compelling, then maybe it's worth the risk. If the need for taking cytosterol is sufficiently compelling, you take it, and the risk may not be worth worrying about. If the need for the CAT scan is a valid need, if you were saying you have a 4-year-old child and somebody's advertising here's a discount on a full body scan, let's see if you have anything interesting inside you, obviously there the risk may not be worth it. But if there's a valid medical reason for doing it, obviously that's the answer.
And certainly if there is a valid reason, I don't see any reason why you can't use antioxidants, a good broad-spectrum antioxidant formula. That's what I would do. Okay, Gina, thanks a lot. Okay, it's time for a short break. This is the Wilner Window. My name is Sam Forbes. I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And now here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins, made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives to women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of 3 generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, which brings me to the point that, you know, there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do alone. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, is now going to tell you about his practice and how you can reach him. Dr. Podell.
Well, thank you, Sam. We are an integrative medicine practice, and what that means is that we do conventional medicine, but we try to integrate that with the natural healing, the holistic support of the body's natural healing systems through nutrition, herbs, and mind-body interventions. What works well with this? Or actually, what do you Everything, it works well with everything. The things that particularly need it are complex illness, such as fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic headache, depression, anxiety, all the kinds of things where one simple pill usually isn't just enough. So we are available for people. We are in Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And we're on the web under Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. And let's go to our callers. Lillian, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Lillian?
Hi. I would love to take fish oil, but I'm allergic to it because I'm allergic to fish oil, so I'm afraid to take it, actually. How can I best substitute for that?
Well, fish oil is an omega-3 oil. There are some vegetarian sources of omega-3. The most obvious one, or the most well-known one, is flaxseed oil. So you can use flaxseed oil, but there's also black currant seed, which has some as well.
Black currant. Can I take that? I know that it comes in a liquid form that you have to keep refrigerated. Is that better?
Well, the liquid form is just going to offer you a much higher dose of omega-3. You probably would need a higher amount of flaxseed oil to equal, let's say, what you would need in a fish oil, because flaxseed actually gets converted into EPA by the body. So this conversion is obviously not 100%. And you probably would need to take the flaxseed oil by the tablespoon. The capsule, the typical flaxseed capsule is about 1,000 milligrams. One tablespoon is about 15 grams. So the liquid, to me, is makes more sense. It's a little bit bitter, but it's something people seem to not mind too much. So you may want to give that a try. Again, you do have to refrigerate it. It's a little bit unstable. So, use it regularly, daily. Don't let it sit in your refrigerator for too long.
Okay, would I use that in conjunction with the black currant seed oil?
It's not necessary, but the black currant, what makes that, special is the fact that it has the more active form of an omega-6 fat called GLA in it. It's an unusual combination of both omega-3 and omega-6 in the form of GLA. So there is some advantages to black currant.
So both or one or the other?
You could do both. Could do both.
And would that be just as good?
I don't know if it's necessary. If you just want, because obviously your diet has a lot to do with this. So if you eat a lot of nuts and seeds and that kind of whole food diet, you are going to be getting a good amount of omega-6 in your diet. Omega-3 tends to be a little bit less, and in your case, definitely, because if you don't eat fish, where are you getting your omega-3 from?
Exactly. I can't eat any variety of fish at all. I can't even be near a fish store.
Right.
So I'm really afraid to take it. I'm always looking at it thinking, should I? But then I'm so afraid I'm going to have the swelling in the throat, you know.
Not good.
No. Okay, then it's just the flaxseed oil would be the best thing for me, because I do eat a lot of seeds in that.
And there's also a form of flaxseed that contains something called a lignin. Lignin is a fibrous material naturally found in flaxseed. And there seems to be some specific benefits to the lignins, which have a lot to do with, Don mentioned phytoestrogen a few moments ago, and the lignin is a form of a phytoestrogen that seems to have some protective benefits for both men and women.
Okay, so look for something with lignin?
You bet.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, do we have time for another call, or should we just go right to the... All righty. Let's hear from Alice. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Alice?
Yes, hello. I have a problem with the mucus and the coughing, and I had many years ago a deviated septum operation, and it's gotten, the last year or so, it's gotten much worse. I have poor drainage. I've gone to my nose and throat doctor. He's given me
Alice, I'm going to have to ask you to continue your question. I have to take a quick break, including a check on the traffic, so we'll be right back with you, Alice. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health in the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, four that burn fat, three that cleanse, two herbs that purify, and one herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones. From Health from the Sun. It's available along with all the other fine products from Health from the Sun at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De Oliveira.
Good afternoon, everyone. In Suffolk County on eastbound Sunrise Highway, there's a left lane accident at exit 59 in Mauritius. Then on the eastbound LIE, the right lane remains blocked before exit 69 with a truck that's stuck under the overpass. The New Jersey-bound Outer Bridge crossing, an accident has been cleared on the span. It stays slow, though, getting onto Route 440. No problems getting into Staten Island. The outbound Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound, doing fine for both approaches. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel, less than 5 minutes. The inbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower decks, just 5 minutes. No problems into New Jersey. The Rockland County-bound Tappan Zee Bridge is stop and go across the span. On the northbound New York State Thruway, it's slow from exit 8 to the Westchester County-bound Tappan Zee Bridge, and again from exit 14 to 16. On southbound Garden State Parkway, it's stop and go from the Union Tolls to the Driscoll Bridge and again down to exit 117 in Aberdeen, and both ways of the New Jersey Turnpike are heavy at Interchange 11 for the Parkway. This report brought to you by Sunoco. Pick the NASCAR Nextel Cup Series champ and win $250,000 in a tanker of Sunoco gas. Enter at Sunoco or Nextel. No purchase necessary. Rules at Nextel.com/race. I'm Diane De Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
You can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at the Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We are pleased to announce that at Wilner Chemists we now carry Sierracil. Sierracil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the High Sierra Mountains, containing numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What type of properties? Well, Sierracil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierracil Joint Formula, which contains the natural Sierra Mineral Complex alone, or Sierracil Joint Plus, which also contains Cat's Claw, a new effective way to support joint function. After recent news about Vioxx and other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierracil is all the more important. Sierracil at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, and we'll get right back to Alice and let her finish it telling us her question, I just want you to know that there is a Salen effect here at Wilner Chemist. We have the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Teas, all on sale at 30% off list. We also have a 224-page spring edition of our Wilner Chemist reference catalog. It's available, and it's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, you can just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It'll make a recording of your name and address. If you don't have a copy, just call, again, 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com.
Okay, so as Sam is pointing out, you can get it by leaving a request on our phones. You can request it by visiting our website. And, of course, maybe the best way of all, because, you know, we'd like to see you folks in person, you can pick one up at either of our two stores. We have two stores in Manhattan. One is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street. It's where our co-host, Sam Forbes, spends most of his time during the week. It's right across from City Hall. So come and visit us at either one of our stores and pick up the new spring reference catalog. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thanks, Don. And now we're going to give you a chance to complete your question. You mentioned that you have a deviated septum and some inflammation in your sinuses. What's your question, dear?
Well, I had this deviated septum operated on many years ago, and I've always had problems with drainage, but it's gotten much worse. The mucus is so heavy now, and I have a cough, and I've gone to my doctor. For a short time, he told me I was able to use Mucofen DM. He said not to continue with, and it didn't really help me. And I'm using now from time being sinus rinse, and he says, really, there's nothing more you can do because of this problem. I'm wondering, are there any natural products that I could use? I know I have to drink a lot of water, which I should do and don't do.
Well, if I may, guys, I'd like to make one recommendation because this actually came from some of our customers who've used this product. One of the big customers I'm thinking about said he used this because he had a deviated septum and it seemed to help, and it's called Allermax. Now, it sounds, because of this name, it sounds like it's for allergies. Well, it is, but it seems to also have some kind of a mechanism which inhibits the formation of mucus. So it might be worth a try. It's called Allermax, and it's from Country Life. Does anybody want to?
Well, in terms of products, of course, we're going to be running an ad in a few moments or a little bit later in the show for Mucolixir by Allergy Research Group. This is a new product that is something that, you know, certainly might be worth trying if she's tried other things that haven't helped. The Mucolixir by Allergy Research Group. And then maybe one of Dr. Bodell's favorite products, N-acetylcysteine. Dr. Bodell, you think that might be of some help?
Well, yes.
Of course.
If we're talking about preventing ongoing infection, N-acetylcysteine can play an important role. It is not going to decongester in a day the way a Sudafed would, or in 2 weeks the way an antibiotic would if there's an ongoing infection. But for sure, NAC is part of the prevention. As is almost all the other healthy things like bioflavonoids and zinc for the immune system and so on.
Well, that's the reason why I liked the Allermax. When you look at it, you realize it has the NAC in it. It has the quercetin, the nettles, a few others. It has some pathogenic acid, which is good for allergies. So it has a histamine stabilizing effect. Now, I think people with problems like deviated septum, you know, the mucous membrane and their sinuses are compromised. So they're really not, you can expect things like inflammation of the sinuses, poor drainage and such. So it might be worth trying, Alice. It's called Allermax. Or if you want to give the Mucolixir a try, you can try that too.
And of course, it's also,
you mentioned like nasal sprays. There are some really excellent nasal sprays, like the Euphorbium nasal spray done.
Yeah, okay, Euphorbium, that's what, DHI?
That's right.
Okay, and also I was just going to point out that, you know, let's not forget to mention the importance of the good multivitamin with some vitamin A and plenty of vitamin C, and zinc, all of the things that are important for the, you know, normal, optimal functioning of the mucous membranes.
Also, you know, sometimes diet plays a role. Oftentimes, I suggest people to avoid dairy just to see what happens. Just by simply avoiding dairy, people find that dairy seems to have a mucus-forming action in some people. So by stopping dairy, they may find that there's less mucus secretion. Other possibilities would be things like wheat or gluten products. So, Alice, you may have to experiment a little bit with your diet as well. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Bob, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Bob?
Yes, I'm an 85-year-old vitamin taker.
Okay.
I take vitamins. About 3 years ago, I had a near-death experience, a legitimate near-death.
Mm-hmm.
I've had stomach trouble for quite a few years, and when I was a kid on a contest, I ate 10 red hot peppers. And I never ate red hot peppers in my family or anything. I knew anything about red hot peppers. And
now, you're not talking about the candy. When I was a kid, there was
no, I'm
red
talking
hot.
About the
actual chilies.
Those actual little chili peppers.
Yeah.
I ate them on a $10 bet.
Now, what did you do? Oh, a bet.
Bet.
I heard you.
Because I was broke and $10 was a lot of money. I was 16 years of age then. So I did it, and the guy gave me $1. He said, go over there and get a bottle of olive oil from the drugstore. I said, what for? He says, you're going to need that. So anyhow, through my life, my weak thing in my body is my stomach.
Uh-huh.
And 3 years ago, I was in severe pain. A fella came by to pick me up to take me to the doctor, and I was collapsed. I was on the floor, bleeding from both ends. So they took me to St. Vincent's. And I was in coma for 3 days. They pulled me through. And now my stomach is touch and go. It's better, a lot better. I'm eating yogurt, which has helped me tremendous, plain yogurt.
Are we talking about ulcerative?
Yes.
A stomach ulcer?
Yeah. And uh-huh. Also with another thing they called my intestines are out of line, which they said happens to a lot of people when they get older. But mostly it's the ulcerated. It was all ulcerated out.
The entire... gastrointestinal tract?
Well, I don't know how, you know, I didn't...
Okay.
It was severe, very severe.
No.
Anyhow, quickly. I tried taking some vitamins, sold the formula V, M, or whatever,
mm-hmm,
75,
mm-hmm.
And that upset my stomach. It was too strong. So I didn't take any vitamins for a year, or a couple of years. Now I'm taking one I bought Prime Years. S-C-H-I-F-F.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple vitamin and minerals.
But what's your question, Bob?
For people 50 years of 55 or older.
What's the question?
Should I continue taking the vitamins? I want to take.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to let Dr. Podell answer your question, but you know, it seems to me that you know, if you've got these gastrointestinal problems so much so that you can't even take vitamins, maybe the focus needs to be on what can you take to help your gastrointestinal tract, and there really are some really terrific products available to help soothe, reduce the inflammation, lubricate, and also heal ulcerative kinds of conditions in the digestive tract, and the three of us could probably tell you. So maybe that's where your focus needs to be. I'm just going to mention a few things like DGL licorice, L-glutamine, probiotics like lactobacillus GG. Also, you need to be tested, perhaps, for H. pylori bacteria, although I'm sure your doctor may have done so. So some of these things, there's something called enterically coated fish oil called Sisal, which could be beneficial. So you really kind of need to address the gastrointestinal issue before you worry about what multivitamins to take. You know, after which, if you can settle things down and soothe and heal the gut, then you can start thinking about what vitamins to take, Dr.
Yeah, I would probably start with a DGL licorice. I mean, she either has ulcers or she has a gastritis kind of problem. And this is not the same as regular licorice. They've taken out part of it, taken out the part that can cause low potassium and so on. So DGL is actually pretty good for gastritis kinds of things.
Don,
backing up to his original comment about the choice of the different multivitamins, you know, that's where we at Wilner Chemists can perhaps be of some help right off the bat. A product like VM75, it's an excellent product, but it's not really a multi-purpose a multivitamin. It's almost more of a high-potency B-complex. A one-a-day high-potency B-complex. That wouldn't have been, in your case, the kind of multivitamin I would have recommended. As you've discovered, what you need is something that's a little bit less high-potency and a little bit more general in what it contains. a product, the one that you're using is probably okay. If it seems to, if you're able to tolerate it, then the easy answer to your question is yes, continue taking it. There are other products like that. Even the products that we, you know, Wilbite or My Favorite Multi or Dual Taps, products that include calcium and magnesium along with moderate amounts of vitamins and minerals or vitamins and trace minerals might be more easily tolerated because you're not getting such a high all-at-once dose of the B vitamins.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Good luck. Hope that you take our suggestions. And hopefully we'll hear from you again and see if you're helped by our recommendations. Okay. I think it's time for a quick break. You're listening to the Will Know Window, and this is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Congratulations! You survived disco nights and 12-hour days. Not to mention fast food and life in a fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps get blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Natural Factors now brings you Selegrin, one of the newest and most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements available. Selegrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Selegrin to be effective yet without side effects. Natural Factors offers Selegrin in two forms. It comes as a soft gel, 90 soft gels per bottle, and it's called Selegrin Joint Health, and it's also available as a soothing cream. So if you have problems with stiff, sore joints, Selegrin from Natural Factors may be the answer. It decreases the inflammation, lubricates and restores fluids that cushion the bone and joints, promoting flexibility and mobility. That's Selegrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. Selegrin from Natural Factors, available in soft gel capsules and soothing cream, all at Wilner Chemist locations.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're going to get right back to the phones. Edie, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, thanks for taking my call. Our family has been visiting your shops for a long time, and in fact, relatively recently, my sister from Alaska became a customer.
Terrific.
Had a long talk with someone on the phone and found it really a positive experience. The reason that I'm calling is that my husband, who is 64, has AFib, and he takes a combination of Coumadin, Toprol, and Digoxin.
Digoxin, yes.
And we take a lot of vitamins and supplements. And we don't know if what he's taking is or is there anything that in the mix of vitamins and supplements that he should or should not be taking. We take Metagenics Multi, Cal Appetit Forte, Magnesium, Glycinate, Alpha Lipoic Acid, CoQ10, E, Chromium, C, and he also uses one enteric aspirin a day and takes some hawthorn extract. And it's a big mix of, mm-hmm. of materials, and we've been working with a nutritionist who now doesn't feel that she can advise him due to the drugs. He's been taking these drugs for exactly one calendar year.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound like, except for the vitamin E, like there really is a problem, but...
Yeah. Okay.
And also, does the doctor know what he's taking?
Yeah, he does. But the cardiologist is not too up on vitamin supplements.
Okay. Let's treat this first as a Coumadin question. Okay. He's on a blood thinner.
Right.
Now, none of these things. Well, you never really know what's going to interact with Coumadin. But the rule is, if you've got adjusted the Coumadin to these particular nutrients.
Right.
Then they're fine because they've adjusted the Coumadin to the right level. And while I wouldn't expect changing them, adding or subtracting one would probably not change the prothrombin time with the Coumadin, conceivably it might, and therefore it would have to be checked again in a few weeks if you made a change.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that you're taking there that's bad, and they're compatible with the Coumadin to the degree that they've already adjusted the prothrombin time around them.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a management graduation.
Right. Now, there is new stuff on vitamin E, which is kind of controversial. It would appear that synthetic alpha-tocopherol, which is the kind of vitamin E that most people take,
right.
probably doesn't have heart benefit the way we thought it did.
Okay.
And there was even a claim to suggest that it might do some harm. And my response to that is that I'd rather see people take a mixed tocopherol, that's the word, where you have alpha, gamma, delta, various forms of vitamin E. It's a natural product, and I'm comfortable with actually just recommending 100 units as opposed to the 400 units that people
okay.
are already taking. Don may not agree, and they think 400 is preferred. The fact is, we don't have any studies with this, but I think we do have enough studies now to say that the high-dose alpha-tocopherol 400 units that we thought was helpful isn't.
Well, I heard Edie mention that they take Metagenics. They happen to make something called, I think it's the E1-to-1. That's actually a combination of D-alpha tocopherol with gamma-tocopherol.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Dr. Bodell mentioned avoiding synthetic vitamin E, which can be identified by the designation DL alpha tocopherol. Isn't that right, Don?
No, it's
B-D.
B-D. Just B-D.
No. The synthetic is the DL form.
DL.
The
right.
D form is
oh,
the
yeah,
M
right.
form.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Basically, I agree with everything that you guys have already mentioned. I talked to Podell, suspected. I agree with the advice to avoid the non-natural form of vitamin E. I feel that taking 400 IUs of a mixed tocopherol is still relatively illogical. What I have been doing is actually saying anything over 400, I would rather see you take something like a gamma tocopherol. Or a Jarrow has a family product, which is a mixture of the other tocopherols, you know, gamma,
and the tocotrienes,
right. The tocotrienol, those types of things. So I kind of limit straight alpha at 400. I don't really think there's any. I think it's hard to justify taking more than 400 IUs of an alpha tocopherol, even if it's a natural form of the alpha tocopherol.
Okay.
All right. But, you know, so really, if you're taking the alpha form, you might want to switch. And in fact, I would suggest that you switch to a mixed tocopherol or a mixed tocopherol with tocotrienols.
We had tried a Yasu, is it?
Yeah, that's a good one. They have a 100-100, a 400-400. They also have a gamma. a rich, you know, a high gamma.
Yeah, it's maxi gamma.
Okay. Maxi gamma.
Okay. Fine.
It sounds like it's, you know, keep taking the vitamins. I think consistency here is the key factor rather than changing things up in midstream.
Okay.
Yeah, which you know, this pertains to a call we had, I think, during the first hour also, that whether they're taking aspirin and this and that and asking whether they should be concerned. I think one the thing that is probably the biggest danger is to make a big change in what you're doing. If your doctor, as Dr. Podell pointed out, if you're on some blood thinning drugs and you're taking supplements and you've been to your doctor and he's been running the blood test and you look good, you know, based on the blood tests, well, then you're probably okay. What you don't want to do is suddenly either stop taking 800 IUs of vitamin E and a handful of fish oils, or suddenly start taking all of that, because then you might upset the balance of what you've sort of been normalized to or tested for or titrated to. So really, the most important thing is don't make any drastic changes without, you know, letting your doctor know. If for some reason you decide, hey, I want to start taking fish oil, and I want to start taking vitamin E, and I want to start taking this and start taking that, I would say, strongly suggest that you tell your doctor this, and so that he can sort of monitor what's going to happen.
And also extends to diet as well. I mean, if you don't eat a lot of leafy greens, and you suddenly decide you want to start to, that could also make an impact as well. Vitamin K is also something that...
We had this discussion about a month ago regarding vitamin K. The same thing applies. And it can be diet, it can be supplements.
Okay, thanks, Edie. All right, let's go on to our next caller, Rosemary, live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Rosemary?
Yes, hi. I wanted to know, is anyone familiar in the newest issue of Circulation? They had an article showing a correlation between low iron levels and high C-reactive protein.
Low iron and high CRP.
Yeah.
So that's a very interesting thing, because often we emphasize that it's good to avoid or, you know, limit the intake of iron to prevent the heart disease, and high CRP levels are often associated with heart disease. So now we've got low iron associated with CRP.
I think it was in the July issue. They said the newest.
Well, I thought it was. There was an article. There was a study about iron recently and cardiovascular problems. I thought it was just the opposite. I'm trying to see if I can find the article. But in the meantime, let me point out, you know, we've mentioned many, many, many times that, I'll speak for myself. I think that this concern about iron has been blown out of proportion. Iron is important for you, very important for you. If you don't get an adequate amount, it can cause all sorts of different types of health problems. And I think people have been made too wary of high iron as a general rule. So whenever something comes up showing that low iron is can be bad, and we've had numerous things like this come up, this just proves my point. Now, if you are correct and that study has come up, it could be just one more a case in point. As long as you don't have a genetic disease where you have to be concerned about iron intake, you want to make sure that you're getting the adequate amount of iron.
Okay, we're going to have to stop there because we have to go
next week.
Spot.
Next week. If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving the best supplements for your health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The best supplements for your health by Twin Streams Book, from Kensington Publishing.
Okay, everyone. You've been listening to the Wilner Window, and as that crescendo of music tells us, it's time to end this week's episode, as Ronnie likes to say. It is time for us to wind things down. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well. And you're invited to visit us at our two stores at the 100 Park Avenue or 253 Broadway. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country. And by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes either an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Celebrating the red, white, and blue this 4th of July weekend, this is 710 WOR, New York's first AM/HD radio station, streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Mara Rubin. It's 79 degrees and sunny right now downtown. There have been muggings in the city before for iPods, but never before a murder for one until now. A 15-year-old boy, Christopher Rose, was knifed to death for his iPod in Flatbush, Brooklyn last night. Two teens are under arrest today, and they're facing murder charges. Rose, who lives in Pennsylvania with his dad, was in New York visiting his mom. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has made a surprise visit to Iraq today. He went this holiday weekend to meet with his Iraqi counterparts and to show U.S. soldiers their sacrifices are appreciated.
Secrecy is surrounding Gonzalez's trip here. The Attorney General is scheduled to meet the Iraqi Prime Minister, government officials, and some of the 400 Department of Justice employees working in the country. But details of the talks are not being released. It's his first trip to Iraq and the first visit of an American Attorney General since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. Gonzalez says he chose the